exchange, and I want to thank you for coming out on such short notice. I also want to apologize that our sound system doesn't work, so we're just going to have to shout here. We thought we'd start out with a song that Philip Matchingura is going to lead us in, of Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost,
from the St. Boniface Church, lead us in prayer.
I want to start with just to say, obviously, we're all in shock today. I know I was woken up early, well, I was up, but called early this morning, turned on the television, and I've been around, I was in the military years ago, and I've been around a lot of scenes of devastation, but to see something like this and realize it wasn't a movie, it wasn't a video, that thousands of people's lives were being jeopardized and actually were just being tossed up in the events of the day. And as we gather here tonight,
shit for the world. All you've done is fucking collect money. That's all you motherfuckers do, and you fucking collect sex, you motherfucker.
As we gather here tonight, we know that there are thousands, maybe tens of thousands, of people who are perhaps dead, perhaps dying, perhaps still trapped in those buildings. And it's just too much for us to absorb. We in the United States have not experienced that kind of tragedy. We know that it's happened in other countries. We know it's happened where we have bombed, such as in Japan, and where other peoples have been bombed, but we felt we were immune. We built up this mighty military system to protect us. I was part of that in the Air Force, and we were sent down to shoot down bombers. Once we told them, this is ridiculous, you're telling us to shoot down a plane that's an air carrier. Well, little did we realize the plane that most was able to do destruction in our country was an aircraft carrier, an airliner. So we cannot rely in this country on some false security that we are depending upon. We can only rely on the compassion of our hearts and the unity we form with all human beings. We are created, this world is created like it occurred. We are all meant to relate to each other. And as long as we continue to breathe and spew out domination and hatred, we will not succeed as a community. And we will find more situations such as are going on so horribly, painfully in New York, Washington, and other places tonight. And so we come here gathered together to grieve the loss of these lives and to commit ourselves to say we have to work to overcome the divisions, the injustices, the inequities, those things in our world that cause so much pain that lead to the creation of more pain. So I'd like to call on us first to just spend a moment of silence to remember those who died today and to pray that we may work together with the victims, those who survived them, to work for a world of peace and of justice, that we may live in harmony and live together. And let people power be what forms us as a community and resolves our tensions and brings us to be one people. So let us take a moment of silence to remember those who have died today and maybe in this moment are dying as victims of the crisis in front of today. Thank you.
Next, we'll hear some words from Reverend Glenda Hope from the San Francisco Network Ministries.
Like Louis Vitale, I've been working in the Tenderloin for a long time, for 3 decades, and there we see violence all the time. We see violence committed by individuals, and far more than that, we see the violence of systems that break people and that hurt people. So one of my prayers today is that this terrible thing that's happened will make us not close down, but rather open up to what's going on all the time and the violence that people are suffering all the time in this country, on these streets, and around the world. And that we would then, as our hearts open, our lives would also open, and we would become more active in the struggle for a just peace, for compassion, for working for all of those changes that so need to be made, and we know what they are, that would make this a just peace, not only for all the people, but for all of God's creatures who share this planet with us. Let us all be in prayer for the hundreds of thousands who grieve, who lost people that they loved today, friends or family, lovers, co-workers. Let us not forget them. And especially, let us not be driven into depression and despair or into a kind of blind rage. I hear our president probably even now is saying there will be swift retaliation. This is not the way to go. Violence causes more violence, which causes more violence. Let us commit ourselves and all that we have and all that we are to the work of peace, of just peace, not the false peace, that in which some are doing well and some do not have enough even to survive. Let us be in prayer for those who are in positions of power, visible power, elected officials, and invisible power, those who can exert so much influence on how our resources are used, and who can even influence so much what we know. As we know, we don't always get all the truth from the media that we look at or that we read. Let us pray for them, that they would be given minds of wisdom and hearts of compassion and the courage to do God's work of healing and of justice and of peace everywhere on this earth. Let's hope that this time, this really terrible time, does not become a time to point fingers, to judge, but rather to say, we go from here, we move for change, we do care, we are committed to the work of a just peace, but it must be just.
Okay, those who came late, our plan is to hear from a couple more testimonies and then to walk over to march silently over to Clyde Memorial Church to join in the services that are going on there. So I wanted to call now Robin Robertson, who is a nurse here.
United States here has to stop supplying Israel with bullets, weapons, and helicopters, and killing innocent children. That's what the repercussions of this that has occurred today. Not the Catholic Church. They don't have nothing to do with this.
Okay, we will hear now. We will hear now from Robin Robertson, who is a nurse who comes from New York, had families and loved one in that area, and wants to give some personal testimony.
I'm from New York, and I worked at the World Trade Center. And when I saw what happened on TV, I was really hurt because I have friends there. My best friend is there. I used to work for Shearson American Express, and I was terrified. My patient is from Israel, he's Jewish, and he was really just hurt for what had happened. And I was just afraid to go home and call to see if anyone that I knew was gone. So when I did call home, you know, my mother said that everyone so far is okay, but that we do have 2 relatives that work in, you know, at the World Trade Center. So my prayers go out to even those who are not, you know, my relatives. And it's what's so strange about this is that 2 weeks ago, you know, my patient and I were talking about, you know, the events going on in the world and how grateful we should be, thankful to God that we are in a blessed country and that we have what other countries don't have, and that we should unify depending on whether what race or religion we are. We should come together and love one another, because you never will be surprised if it will happen in our own backyard. And this was 2 weeks ago and it happened, and I'm really scared because, you know, we spoke about this 2 weeks ago. So I just, you know, want to say to everybody, love one another no matter what race. I come from different races, you know, I'm mixed, and, you know, I have to learn, we have to learn as one, that, you know, God put us here on this earth to love one another, to care for one another, to look out for one another, because you never know when your day might come. And, you know, if you read the Bible, it is prophesied in Daniel of the image where the clay, the copper, and will mix, and the political powers will be, you know, weakened, and we will come against even our allies. So, you know, let's just wake up, love one another, take care of one another, you know, because you never know, it might be one of us. So that's all I have to say.
That is the message that we want people to go with today. The message is one of love, peace, reconciliation, not revenge, not retaliation. We are the ones who have to go out and educate our fellow citizens, educate the politicians, educate the president, that the way to solve the tragedy that we saw today and guarantee it doesn't happen again is to redouble our efforts for peace, is to redouble our efforts for reconciliation, is to go about being citizens of one world and fight for the global justice that many of us have been fighting for. We are in a period where we are going to hear a lot of hate mongering. We cannot allow that to happen. We have to be totally vigilant. We cannot take out this attack on people of an entire race, on people of the Arab community. We want to stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in the Arab community. We asked a number of them to join us today, and they were afraid for their personal safety. There have been hate crimes already in the day in Los Angeles, in Sacramento, dozens of calls into Arab groups. We cannot let the results of this tragedy be that an entire people is now targeted for this. So we are the ones. We are the peacekeepers. We have to go out and force people to recognize that they cannot attack entire communities. So let's make it our goal as we mourn the lives and the many lives that we're going to hear about in the coming days that have been taken in this tragedy, that we don't want more lives taken. We don't want an eye for an eye. We don't want vengeance. We want peace. And we must be those peacekeepers. The next person we're going to hear from is somebody who has been fighting for peace through the campaign to end the death penalty, and that is Elizabeth Terzakis.
Like the second to last person who spoke, I'm also from New York, and when I got up this morning and started trying to call people on the East Coast to find out what happened, it was hard not to think that basically, like, life had changed for good, and that everything is going to be different after this day. But going through work and like talking to people and hearing their responses, I truly believe in what the last two people have said, and that is we have to keep on in the direction that we have been going to build reconciliation and peace and justice, and we can't allow hate mongers at the top of this government to get in our way of doing that. We can't allow attack on civil liberties, which you know that they're gearing up to make, to start getting in the way of the struggles that we have already begun on. As someone who works to fight against the death penalty, I really understand that eye for an eye doesn't get us anywhere at all. It's not a way of meting out justice. It doesn't help people find peace. It doesn't help people find closure, things that they're always talking about like that. So I really encourage everybody in the days ahead to, as Medea said, stand in solidarity with people in the Arab American community. Make sure that their civil liberties are not attacked. Make sure that if there is hate mongering going on by the government, that you resist it wherever you are, whether you're at work, whether you're at school, whether you're out on the street. Because that's the way we're going to keep the mood in this country from getting ugly. That's the way we're going to keep this country from moving towards war. And I just heard President Bush on the TV, and that's the direction that he's going in. We have to say no to that. Yes. We have to say it firmly, and we have to say it as many times as it takes to make sure that it doesn't happen.
No to selling weapons to Israel.
Yes, amen.
Say no to selling weapons to Israel.
Say no to selling weapons to anybody.
Yes.
To anybody.
Yeah.
Right. Our next speaker is Moises Montoya.
They're all capitalizing.
From the Freedom Socialist Party, and is also going to speak on behalf of radical women.
Thank you very much, Medea, and thank you to everybody who put together today's demonstration. Without a sound system, I'm going to yell. The assaults against the Pentagon and the World Trade Center this morning have caused shock and grief among people around the world. It's likely that thousands have lost their lives today. These were working people like ourselves who died in tragedies of enormous proportions.
They've been dying for thousands of years.
The Freedom Socialist Party and radical women join the rest of the world in mourning the victim of today's attacks. We do not support individual attacks, acts of terrorism. At this point, no one knows who conducted the assaults, and we cannot assume that any particular group prepared these. However, we anticipate that Middle Eastern radicals and other opponents of U.S. foreign and economic policy will be blamed. As we try to make sense of these awful news, we must ask ourselves, why did this happen? These were not senseless acts. Terrorist assaults are nurtured by desperation as substitutes for necessary social justice movements. In the last 6 months, for example, the U.S. has pulled out of several international treaties and continues promoting globalization and neoliberalism policies that harm millions of lives in poor countries daily. This is what the man has been trying to say, but in other words. After the Oklahoma City bombing, the Clinton administration passed the anti-terrorism bill. The White House has and will use today's tragedy to crack down on the emerging anti-WTO, anti-corporate mass movement with its, quote, war against terrorism. We must not support that, as Medea said. We cannot support those kinds of campaigns against the people. We must stand together and defend our civil liberties. So let's mourn today's victims of today's attacks. Let's work together to keep fighting for our civil rights, to defend political prisoners like Mumia Abu-Jamal, and all those in the Middle East fighting for freedom and justice. As we mourn, as Mother Jones said many years ago, we must also organize. They will crack down, but we will not back down. Thank you.
Our last speaker is Rebecca Weston from the International Socialist Organization and the Mobilization for Global Justice.
Hi, like everyone else here, I sort of woke up and was completely shocked. I have all sorts of friends and comrades who are in New York City, and I was bowled over by the very same devastation that everyone else is, and sort of wondering, when's it going to stop, and what is the scale of all of this? And it really, I mean, it was just kind of shock and horror, and I just have to say that I'm horrified, and I'm mourning the people who've been killed. And I also mourn the people who will be scapegoated and who very well might be the victims of targets of the U.S. military in response to this. And I'm mourning now, and I also think that we can have a number of different responses to that. One of them, as people have been saying, is to go inside, is to go inwards, is to mourn privately. And I guess what I say is I want to turn that mourning into action that's collective, that's organized, that's peaceful so that we can actually build a world that doesn't depend on this kind of violence, that doesn't depend on military destruction for the benefit of the few, but can actually deliver so that people aren't oppressed, that people aren't fighting desperately to get food on their table or housing and creating the desperation that creates acts like this. The ISO obviously condemns this kind of terrorism. It is not the way to change the world, but we have to show the best way to change the world is precisely through an organized resistance like this, an organized response in reaction to any of the kind of scapegoating that will be happening, not only against the Arabs, but especially against Arab citizens and Arabs who are in this country, but also against all political protesters who are wanting to fight for a better world for now and for the foreseeable future. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Here, one of our best defenders of human rights here in San Francisco, and we'd like to give him a chance to speak.
Thank you, Medea. Thank you, San Francisco and the Bay Area, for coming out to this. I think this is important as San Francisco once again is showing, I believe, a moral consciousness in really a very dark time in this country and across the world. Certainly, I know that from all my colleagues and everyone down at City Hall, our thoughts are with family members and friends of victims in New York and on the East Coast, other names which are slowly starting to surface. And I know that over the next few weeks, there will need to be many more events like this across the country, a healing, a coming together. And I think most importantly, a message being sent out from the people of this country that meeting violence with violence is no answer, that only love, compassion, coming together, and really, really getting to the roots of our humanity is the answer to times of crisis. So thank you, San Francisco, for coming out. Please keep organizing. Please keep talking to your neighbors. Please keep sending message of love and unity to your neighbors and to your friends. And I know that here in San Francisco, we can be a model.
Tax dollars will keep sending bullets to Israel to destroy innocent lives.
Certainly, I know that most of us here believe in peace and justice and an equitable world. Keep fighting for that and keep loving your neighbors. Thank you.
So if we could take a moment to hold hands, recognize how solemn this occasion is, we will throughout our lives remember September 11th, the year 2002. One, we will remember this forever for the tragedy that happened today and for our role in building a strong peace movement that will stop this kind of tragedy from happening in the future. Please, let's hold hands, be silent for one moment, and remember, we cannot rely on anyone else to bring us the peace that we need to bring. We must rely on ourselves. We are the ones who have to get out and call for no retaliation. Call for no violence against civilians wherever that takes place. We abhor violence against civilians in New York, in Washington, D.C., in Israel, in Afghanistan, wherever it has taken place or might take place. Yes, we talk about love and loving one another because that's what we are put here on earth to do, which is to build a better world. So let's think about the work ahead of us and feel hopeful about that better world that we are able to build. And as part of our movement, I want to bring up Philip once again to sing a last song for us. And then we will march silently over to Glide Memorial Church with our candles. Thank you.
We shall overcome, we shall overcome, we shall overcome.
shall overcome some days.
We shall live in peace.
We shall live in peace. We shall live in peace. We shall live in peace someday. Deep in our heart, I do believe that we shall live in peace someday.
We'll walk hand in hand.
We'll walk hand in hand.
Such short notice, and we hope you'll join us in the walk over to Glide Memorial Church. There are a number of other vigils called for tomorrow. They're up on different websites. They'll be up on the globalexchange.org website if you want to look at them. We encourage people to keep coming out tomorrow, the next day, and to keep building this movement for peace. Thank you very much for coming. Now we're going to line up. Which way? Marla? Marla,
the Palestine.
Yeah, which way?
I'm not just talking about